Blog Talk Radio.
Another Sunday. This is the Sunday show on Here Be Monsters with Jack Jodell, F. Wayne Johnson, and Gwendolyn Berry. Today we are having a conversation between the three of us. Anyone is invited to call in and offer their own opinion. Before we begin the show, as I promised, each time we open up this show or any other show on Here Be Monsters that I moderate, I'm just going to begin with an apology to all of those Middle Eastern states, any place that were drone bombing people, innocents with innocent collateral damage. This does not mean that I am supportive or in favor of any kind of terrorist atrocities that are going onward in places where, Middle East, South America, I don't care where it is. I don't support that at all. What I don't support either is the war machine that continues on from this country under this administration, and who knows what the next administration will do. I simply don't support it anymore, and I apologize for all of the bombs, the droning that has gone on that has cost so many lives and so many lands. And I think a lot of the military supports that too. The people, boots on the ground, who think it's ridiculous also. So I've said my piece.
Well, we're with you, Gwen, on that one. You know, it occurred to me, we're not manufacturing anything in this country anymore of note. Some things, but nothing like we used to. About our biggest export these days is arms. Arms and ammunition,
right.
And, you know, that's nothing to be proud of.
I was going to say, yeah. We've been doing it for decades because I remember back in the late 80s, Jesse Jackson was talking about, you know, running for president and stuff, and in his campaign speeches, he asked the audience who he was speaking to, he said, how many out there of you own a VCR? I mean, just about every hand went up at the time. He said, they're all made in Japan. Not one of them is made in this country.
Right.
How many of you here own a cruise missile? No hands. He says, that's what we're manufacturing.
Yeah.
That's the problem with our economic policies here.
Guys, as a cottage company, as a small maker here in America, I would say that this perhaps is going to tend to bring us to that place where the small makers and the small shops and, you know, the community income and manufacture can begin again. I'm just saying that's the positive of this.
The cottage industries will always be the backbone and really all the advances, future growth, things like that. You've got to remember, there was a little company called Microsoft who told IBM, we think the direction you're going is wrong. We're going to break our relationship with you and take this idea we have into a whole new direction, henceforth the Windows icons and the whole operating system. So, it's little college industries that makes the innovations and advancements.
It's true.
Yeah.
Well, the only problem I see is that multinational corporations, they rule the globe right now, and they're so influential, they have so much money, and they're buying out politicians not only in this country but globally, and they're ruining the entire world with their pollution and their nonsense and their corporate welfare. Everywhere they go, they want to use the government for favors. They don't want governments doing anything for people. They only want them doing things for business. And the more they do for business, the worse off we are.
Jack, that's just exactly what Secretary Clinton flew around this globe doing for 4 years was establishing the autonomy and the authority of the corporate.
That's top, why I wish it was Elizabeth Warren in the lead right now rather
yeah,
than her.
There you go. I
you
remember
know?
Yeah, when I was fighting environmental battles with the wood treatment plant, it was just basically dumping every bit of their toxic waste into a water aquifer. One of my friends and those that I stood side by side battling environmental policies there on the Eastern Shore, he made a statement at the county commissioner's office because it was very blatantly, a lot of them were bought and paid for by this polluting industry. He said, says, it's not so much the fact that I'm surprised that our government is up for sale. It's what surprises me is how cheap it can be bought for.
Yeah, it's unbelievable.
And to continue that thought, they talk about, you know, all the open spaces and the amount of money that really, very little that it takes to get two senators out of a state like Wyoming or North Dakota because they're so, you know, out on the far reaches there. Basically, you can get yourself six votes, South Dakota, North Dakota, Montana, for a mere, you know, a few $100,000 for all six of them.
Wow.
You know, and those votes can add up very quick in your Senate.
No, we've bought and paid for the regimes of how many different countries and still are doing
absolutely.
The same
It's corporate America
gone
amok.
That's why the United States is in such a turmoil with Iran because of the Shah.
Right,
again, it was like tens of thousands of dollars that they basically paid some hooligans to go just drag people out of their cars and beat them up unless they had a picture of the Shah in their windshield. Mm-hmm. And that's how they basically overthrew a democratically elected government. And
they didn't like Mossadegh, I think was his name. They didn't like him because he was left-leaning and it was a threat to the oil industry at the time. And,
exactly,
so
and he was affiliating himself. He was affiliating himself with Russia. Absolutely.
Yeah, they thought they would be doing the world a favor and eventually creating security and profitability in that area. And all it did was buy us nothing but decades of grief.
Yeah,
and
for the American people too.
Gentlemen, I was wondering if we could bring up a topic that I see. All over social networks, everybody on the street is talking about this. There's a lot of panic, a lot of fear going on. And I encourage our listeners in the chat room, OT and SC there, go ahead and give us your opinions. I will read them into the conversation. The biggest thing on the block here is
Ebola. Yeah.
Oh, good gracious, yes. Good topic.
Well,
good topic.
It's been grabbed by the media as a big, huge, huge thing. And you know, we had one death in this country, one death. And people are acting like it's in everybody's house. It's insane. And, yes, it's a dangerous disease. And, yes, it's something to look out for. And, yes, they're going to start screening people at airports and all that stuff. I don't know how effective that'll be, if it's just propaganda, if it's just who knows. But, you know, I think it's a huge overreaction.
Well,
the
other concern that I'm sure a lot of people have is, even with all the safeguards and checks and balances, they think that one of the nurses who was administering the medical care to the gentleman who did die there in Texas, she now herself has contracted it.
Oh, I haven't heard that. That's too bad.
Yeah,
that's possible.
Today.
That's today.
They're also isolating a case this afternoon, and they don't know whether or not it is. There's been two confirmations in other places in this country, the second one being the one they're looking at in Massachusetts right now.
I've heard that one, too.
There's a lot of panic, a lot of panic talk.
Well, it's the latest. It's the panic of the week, you know?
Yeah.
Well, you know, the chicken little in the sky is falling.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, I did hear one encouraging thing. I understand that now this vaccine, I don't know all the details on a possible vaccine, but I understand transfusion from a survivor, blood from a survivor could prove very beneficial, and that is very encouraging.
Well, that's because the body has formed the antibodies that actually,
right.
Yeah, the body's own natural immune system has
right.
been able to fought, stave off, and conquered the Ebola
right.
Virus.
Right.
Well, this is
yep.
very beneficial to make serums and the genetic
yeah.
Replication of to
right.
make
right.
a vaccine for.
Right.
It's the same thing
yes.
with smallpox or anything else.
Yeah, it's very true.
The doctor who came over and was treated, he had gotten some kind of a transfusion before he left. The guy that was at the CDC or whatever came over and
mm-hmm.
Survived it. He had gotten a transfusion from someone who had survived the virus. It's
yeah.
not something, you know, there's plenty enough to panic about in this world. Other than Ebola, we were talking before we came on air about
nuclear threat.
It's Typhoon Vong Fong hitting Japan and tearing hell out of it right now as Fukushima. And Jack, you brought up Dr. Helen Caldicott, who is, you know, she was once, at one time, she was
Caldicott,
the...
Yeah.
Caldicott was the reigning expert for the UN many years
yeah.
ago. She does not pull any punches. She tells
no.
it like it is.
She
they
sure
have
does.
Done their best to silence her. Many, many companies have kept out.
Oh, they've tried to marginalize her and make her seem like an extremist, and all she's doing is telling the
yeah.
truth.
Well, that's always been, and even I find as a personal experience myself, anytime you counter and bring out truth, the very first thing your opposition, like
mm-hmm.
the garbage industry or the nuclear industry or any one of these other Big Brother type stuff, is they attack you personally, demonize you, henceforth
yep.
trying to demonize your message.
Yep.
And that's all right out of the rule book 101. First thing, attack the messenger.
Yeah, it's
yeah.
pretty pathetic.
So,
but it's also dangerous. Long term, it's dangerous.
Oh yeah, that's the only. They can't dispute your facts you're presenting, so all they
right.
can do is attack you.
That's right, and they try to make an issue out of you and make you seem like the problem rather than the actual problem that's at hand. It's been done time after time after
oh.
time. And it's usually the victim. These people are made victim of right-wing propaganda, and it's right-wing.
And I myself have been a victim of this type of targeting myself. But long-term,
yep.
I won.
Mm-hmm. Right, and you always will. The truth will
mm-hmm.
always prevail.
Well,
absolutely.
the thing is that our Pacific Oceans, and therefore all the oceans of the planet, have now got a bottom layer of bad radiation flooding through it. And bathos, the bottom of the ocean, is where we get the majority of our survival as far as atmosphere goes. And is, let alone all the horrifying things that are happening now to the life in the ocean. For 3 years, this has gone unchecked. And now, Vong Fong is tearing hell out of Fukushima. And you know, they have done nothing
boy.
To contain anything over there. Nothing has been
right.
done. Nothing. Nothing, nothing, nothing. And
they've made very, very small and futile efforts.
Well, Jack, as I was saying, and we were talking about this right before we went on live on air, is, all the expert and authorities who were telling you everything was going to be safe, everything was going to be fine, that anybody who raised opposition were just, wild march hares who didn't know what they were talking about.
Yeah.
They have no clue of how to stop this, just as everybody else who warned what could happen, what would happen.
Mm-hmm.
Those that said, oh, it's going to be fine, guess what? It's not fine because they didn't have a clue. They just sold it on pure faith.
And another very dangerous thing that is occurring right now that is well under the radar right now, but it's a very real possibility, is we talk about global warming being a threat, and people really don't understand why. Here's one of the big reasons why. When the average temperature of the Earth gets too hot, mass extinctions occur.
Exactly.
This has happened several times in our history, and this is the first time it's being caused mainly by human action and interaction with the environment. Yeah. Now, here's the bad thing about it. People don't know about this, but frozen under the ocean, especially in the Arctic areas and the Antarctic areas, are huge methane. Now they call it methane in Europe and in Canada, but we call it methane. Regardless of what it's called, it's still dangerous. And if that stuff warms too much, it turns into a gas which will rise to the surface, and it will pollute, and it will create immense amount more. It's a lot more hazardous than carbon dioxide in terms of trapping the sun's heat in our atmosphere. And it'll aggravate the problem even worse than it is right now, and that could lead to the extinction of all life on this planet.
Jack, what you're talking about, they project it could happen as quick as 30 years from now, and
that's
this
what
is
I've heard,
within the lifetimes of my daughters.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm watching these others and that's what really torques my screws is. When someone says that it's all just bull,
it's all liberal propaganda
stuff, right?
It's all Al Gore.
They are setting up a scenario that will eventually harm my two daughters, and I go toe to toe with them, and I tell them how stupid they are, how ignorant they are, and I just don't let them get away with it. I confront them, and that's what every progressive person should do who knows the truth. When they hear these right wing nut jobs just repeating back what they've mindlessly been programmed, is to stand toe-to-toe with them, tell them they're stupid, they're ignorant, and confront them and expose them.
Well, they've got to wake up, man. They're killing the whole world. They're killing everybody.
Exactly.
And their ignorance is kill. Their ignorance is death when it comes to global warming.
Right.
And,
when you go attacking
they got to wake
that's
up.
That's one thing. When you go attacking my daughters, baby, death is on. Death's
there
on
you
the
go.
Table.
Well, that's right. Yeah.
The indigenous communities have been for the last 100 years trying to implore the general population of countries that they were destroying the health of the mother. And it's been ongoing from the indigenous point of view through cultures that are still close to the land. You learn that the way they live their lives is in caretaking for the generations to come. They're called generation builders.
Mm-hmm.
And anybody
matter of fact, I've just finished posting one of the poems I wrote several years ago. It's one of my unpublished ones. The title of it is called Man Evolves into Extinction, and it just lays it out verbatim, the whole scenario we're talking about here.
That's on the Minds or the Times.
It's for everybody's edification, is Minds and Times of F. Wayne Johnson.
F. Wayne Johnson, yeah.
And
that's
it's
right.
Latest posting called Man Evolves into Extinction is the title of it.
Interesting.
It was actually written about 10, 12 years ago.
Wow, how prophetic, man, and how visionary.
And it's all coming true, right. Everything I stated in there is coming true. I highly recommend everybody reading it.
How do we find solutions to this, gentlemen? I mean, we're here, we're in Jeffrey. I mean, you're talking to, from my point of view, death is merely a transition. I'm aware that there's no such thing as true death. That's my reality. But we have the earth to consider, the generations to come, and there's, this is paradise. This is heaven right here, and people don't grasp that.
In the last 100 years, we have squandered the future generations' legacy that we have to leave them that they can base their stuff on. Like, you know, look, Johnson came from Scotland as part of the Celtic tribes of Scotland and of course, Ireland and stuff. And those religions, the Celtic religions, believed that when your ancestors died, they actually went into the oak trees.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they knew, and that was just, you know, one little scenario that I present, but basically they knew that we're all tied together. The life force of the earth, the plants, the trees, the animals, we are all one life force.
Yeah, we're all one
and
life force.
If you start destroying that and abusing it, then that's when you're going to start seeing mass extinctions and actually the health of the human race across the planet.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. It's
sorry, yeah, and that's what's Gwen. I've got to, I agree with you 100%, Gwen. It's there.
Well, the thing is that we're not seeing solutions from any of the leadership on the planet right now. All we're seeing is a greater dig for profit.
Exactly. Well, that's what's slowing it down. Everybody wants easy money. They don't want to go any one extra step further to prevent from or to take precaution because it'll slow down the avalanche of money that they want to have rolling into their bank accounts. That is wrong, and it's killing people, and it's just the wrong way to look at things. We have got to get smart, people. We have got to get smart. That includes industry. That includes the idiot Koch brothers and all these other capitalists that are over saturating the world with their nonsense and their pollution just so that they can profit. You know, they got to cut back their profits a little bit, and they got to invest once in a while, and they've got to invest in safe things.
And the technology is there. I mean, just in the highest state here. I'm sorry, Gwen, go ahead, please.
I was going to say, gentlemen, capitalism has failed, and look what imperialism has done for us on a planetary basis.
Right.
It's done nothing but destroy and create war. You know, we've got to evolve beyond this stuff. And
well, capitalism encourages selfishness, and that's not a good trait.
Right.
Well, but
in any culture, in any time, at any point.
Well, I don't know if I'm going to go as far with you on this one, because when I'll give you an example, your little cottage industry. You're doing it because there is customers who believe in the same way that you do, and you're providing a product to them that they understand, want, and need. You know, I'll take capitalism on that level.
Right.
Now, there's also corporate
beneficial trade, mutually beneficial.
Yes, yeah, right, and it has to be sustainable too.
Right.
Now, I'll give you an example here, and this is where I have the technology is out there. I do have faith in science because that's where we're going to find the answers to this. There was right here in Ohio State University, professor, his name was like Qing Liu, I think. He's an Asian professor. Basically, he's made batteries that have, like, using a graphene casing, and the graphene allows air to pass through, henceforth, photons are coming through, and what you end up having is a self-recharging battery just because from the light and the air going through it. So now you've got batteries that can recharge themselves. You have Elon Musk who says, I am now building my next generation of car here that is going to be trying to make it more affordable. It's rechargeable. He's putting solar-powered recharging stations. There's, you know, the answers are out there if we just, but the thing is how long are we going to take to divest ourselves of the hydrocarbon industry, economy, hydrocarbon economy, and convert ourselves to solar electrical power?
Oh, but we've got to take hold of, we've got to take care of the stockholders, Wayne. You know,
well,
that's the argument you get from these goofballs.
Oh, I know, yes. But, you know, the thing is, the stockholders, you know, now those that invest need to see, like I said, I would take a hard look at Elon Musk because, and the thing is he's not only building cars here, he's setting up now factories in China.
Right, everywhere. Yeah, right.
And,
well, you know,
go ahead.
These people have just got to realize that you can't have constant, unending, increasing profit all the time. Once in a while, you got to take a breath and step backward and see what you've done and change it if you need to and recognize that there may or may not be a problem involved You've got to study it, and you've got to adjust it, adjust accordingly. People don't want to do that. They have this mad rush to more and more and more and more and more profits, you know, and it's
well,
not good.
That's one of the things I made mention in the poem. You know, don't try to look for alternative energy. There's always more oil to be found, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So these, you know, the species are going to go extinct by the, you know, by the thousand. Who gives
right.
a damn? Let them die. Kind of an aspect.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've had a very good comment on. I just posted it here recently, and people are just now starting to come on and checking it out. But
you know, we're talking about extinctions. Of all the species in the world today, I think it's roughly over the last 40 years, an incredible amount have bit the dust. They're just not going to come back. They're just gone, and it's due to human involvement with the environment. And it's just an incredible amount. I can't remember the percentage, but it's well over 5 or 10%. It's way up.
I thought it was like up around there, figuring in like 50 years, you're looking at about a 50% species extinction rate.
We're well on that way. Just in the last 40 years alone, we've lost a record amount of species, and that is not a good thing.
Look how on the verge all the large cats, lions, tigers, the elephants. The elephants, right? They're down below, and mountain cougar lions here in this own country and stuff. They're at the level that, you know, I remember there was a little computer game called Darwin, and basically if you fell down below a certain level, the species went extinct.
Yep, pop, you're gone.
Because the genetic difference in the DNA just was no longer there to allow for adaptation of different conditions and stuff.
Yeah, and in a case of elephant, let's just talk about elephants. They're being routinely hunted and poached for their tusks because they're valuable. They're money. It's money's involved again. Greed.
Well,
people indiscriminately killing them just to gain their tusks. And they're making it a very real threat to their continued existence, and that's not good.
Well, let's take, for instance, the rhino. Its horn, Chinese think that it's an aphrodisiac and can cure all time disease.
Mm-hmm.
The genetic makeup is nothing more than your fingernails on the end of your own finger.
Just a lot of protein, yep.
Yeah, it's just, you know, right. And, you know, but they think that they grind up because it's horny and makes you horny or something. I don't know, some kind of
something like
stuff.
That, yeah.
Yeah, but, you know, it's the ignorance of man. It's the ignorance of man.
It is. Ignorance and greed.
The most important thing that we're losing, in my opinion, per day, how many species of plants do we lose? They're going
off. Yeah, per day. Scary thought.
You know,
even for months, let alone per day, but...
Well, that's been one of the things about the tropical rainforest. What kind of, you know, we haven't even started documenting and noting the genetic makeup of all the different diversity in the Amazon rainforest.
Right.
That could be used for medicines to cure all other type of human diseases.
Sure.
But the plants are becoming
extinct. Well, you kill off trees and then certain insects vanish because they don't have anything to feed on anymore or lay their eggs in anymore. And, you know, it has a cataclysmic effect across the organic scale.
Yeah, well, Jack, and let me to interject this thought. They started, ranchers were killing off wolves in Yellowstone National Forest because they thought it was going to attack their flocks and they were losing their sheep and cattle to these predatory wolves.
Mm-hmm.
So they darn near, well, basically they just exterminated them all in the Yellowstone National Park. Well,
mm-hmm.
when they were all gone, then all of a sudden the trees started dying.
Mm-hmm.
And the water quality went down, the fish in the streams, like the mountain trout. They were, by the wayside, just devastated the whole fish population.
Sure. Yeah, exactly.
And but it all came out to, once you remove the wolf, the deer no longer had any predatories. So even the sick and ill were propagating and stuff. They were
mm-hmm.
overgrazing the area, so they started
mm-hmm.
eating the bark off the trees. Once the trees died, then the rainwater that was coming was no longer being filtered, so you got runoff and going into the streams. So the water quality of the streams decreased, killing all the fish. Now,
right.
You talk about a chain reaction because the farmer was afraid that the wolf was going to eat his cow.
And yet there are still people out there claiming we need more deregulation. We need more regulation, targeted regulation,
absolutely,
to enforce the existing laws that are there for a purpose, to preserve and protect, not to discriminate. They're there
right.
to preserve and protect. And we have got to get in a different mindset. This craze toward deregulation of everything is taking a horrible toll.
Well, and I'll point that, remember that nutty-ass rancher who had all the gun wing nuts and the Tea Party there standing armed on
oh,
like they were a militia because
yeah.
he was illegally
grazing
his
and not paying for
there.
It.
And it was, well, not only that, but they had sectioned it off saying we don't want any further grazing here because it's threatening this endangered turtle. And,
right.
of course, the right-wing nutshell, what, over a damn turtle? You going to let this guy lose his whole living because of a turtle? You know, what the hell's a turtle? And I explained to him, here's what happens
those
with the wolf. I says, if you took out that turtle, what is the domino effect to the rest of the area?
Right, exactly.
If you removed
would
that,
one.
What would happen? And,
there
of course, they had
no
idea. They had no idea to come back. They had no answer to me. They didn't really properly even understand the question. But therein lies the problem.
Yeah, and here's this guy,
turtle.
He's
you
still walking
it.
Around free, still doing what he damn well pleases, still not paying the $1 million that he owes the government. And these guys have the audacity to talk about deficits, and they're
yeah.
parading around, they're praising a guy like this. I'm sorry, that guy is no American hero. He's an American
no.
zero.
Exactly, Jack. But go ahead, Graham.
There was a post on Americans Against the Tea Party blog this week by a retired
Great.
Navy officer who ripped the Tea Party terrorists behind the reward for capture of Obama Facebook page. I don't know if you're familiar
with
that.
Oh, yeah.
That. But this fellow,
you know,
he talked about...
The John Birch Society did the exact same thing with
Kennedy.
President Kennedy.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, really, it was all that whipping up that anti-Kennedy stuff that really led to his assassination, contributed greatly to his assassination.
Mm-hmm.
I got to ask you guys a question while we stumble into this subject. How many of you believe the Warren report?
Oh, that is a bunch of crap. That was something put out before the public to shut people up and to hide the facts.
It was the move on, so, yeah.
You do think there was a conspiracy behind President Kennedy's assassination?
I think so. And, you know, when they say it's a one-bullet thing, I don't buy it. The trajectory of the bullet doesn't make sense. And when you look at Kennedy's head on the Zapruder film, it's not shot from behind. It doesn't go forward and explode. It goes backward violently and explodes. So he didn't get hit just from the behind.
No, a lot of people, this will be something that, you know, as long as we're still breathing, people are going to argue about, you know.
Oh, they have for years, and they'll continue to.
Yeah.
While we've been talking, the typhoon Vong Phong has been downgraded to a tropical storm after knocking the shit out of Okinawa.
Mm-hmm.
So it's less of a... going on to the mainland there. It's 11.
Well, yeah, Okinawa is south.
But you're still having enough turbulent
waves
to be carrying that much more radiation into our Pacific Ocean. So.
Yeah. Of course, that's to the south.
Yeah.
So I don't know what. But even regardless, whether it's south, north, east, west, whatever, it's still bad. And it's still dumping tons of radioactive water every single day into the northern Pacific. That's bad.
Right. Yeah. I was going to say, we have some pretty good waves that, you know, enrages shoreline stuff. Even if the hurricane is hitting North Carolina, they're on the Delmarva Peninsula and the southern coast of Jersey shorelines.
Mm-hmm.
We're still getting some pretty high waves that basically does a lot of erosion.
Oh, yeah.
Along the shorelines, too. So, in essence, the same thing's going to happen there at Fukushima. It's just...
Sure.
You know, the heavy waves are going to create a lot of washing away of the shoreline there where the reactor is. So,
Well, I'm just waiting for the day that it starts affecting Alaskan king crab and it ruins the seafood industry in Alaska. That day can't be too far off.
Jack, I'm going to make a projection here. It already is affecting that.
Good
it's
Lord.
Just they haven't told us because it would devastate the fishing industries of Sarah Palin's Alaska. Right.
Yeah.
Washington State, Oregon, you know, all the economy up there, if
not
they
good.
Knew just how much radiation was getting into the food chain.
Yeah, and then
there.
Salmon and everything.
Salmon, exactly. Salmon's, right. You take sockeye salmon, which is my favorite of the salmon species.
Yeah.
It's a hands down a far better product.
We'll just have to see, and I just, you know, it's going to happen in our lifetime. I'm sure that it could happen next year. We don't even know. That's the whole thing.
Yeah.
We don't know. A lot of it's being hidden from us.
Well, I say it is happening, but it's still being hidden from us. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's bad because, you know, I guess we'll have to see deformed salmon trying to swim upstream now, and before we take notice and go, what's going on here, you know? But, you know, it's just it's greed. Greed is the basis of it all, and it's all detrimental to all of humanity.
Exactly.
Did anybody take a look at the Sunday shows this morning and see what was being hyped for consumption for this week?
Gwen, I've got to be truthful with you. I've stopped watching a lot of that crap because, first of all you see on them anymore are right-wing think tank spokespeople that are filling the public full of bullshit. And Heritage Foundation and all this stuff. These guys, they're a bunch of crap. They put out position papers that are wrong, that are wrong on almost everything, just designed to protect the status quo and to protect industry and to protect big money. And it's just pathetic. So I've given up on that crap.
The thing is they present papers that are really fabricated to support their misleading statements.
Cato Institute, all those guys, they're corrupt. They're all full of crap.
And unfortunately, though, then people will hear it and then repeat it as if they're well-informed.
Oh, exactly.
That's how
it all
works.
And here's our major, our corporate-owned media figures. Oh, they're repeating verbatim what these guys are saying as if it's the truth. It's a miracle Americans know anything.
Thomas Jefferson,
crap.
One of his famous quotes when he was running for president, of course, all those up in New England who were Adams, you know, and made the statement that, well, if Jefferson's elected, he's going to come to each and every house and steal it and confiscate your Bibles, you know, all this whipping up the nut job stuff. This was back in the beginning of the early 1700s, right?
Yeah.
Early 1800s. Mm-hmm. Anyway, so it's been going on for years.
And it always will.
Yeah, oh, absolutely. And
every once in a great while, you get a period of calm and sanity, and I think the late 50s into the very early 70s, with many notable exceptions, but overall, that was the last good period that we've had. We've been dominated by Reaganomics and anti-regulatory nonsense ever since, and it's just terrible.
Well, I agree. Jefferson's famous quote at that time was, a man who knows nothing at all is better informed than a man whose head has been filled with lies and misleading statements.
And that's
the time that we're living in today.
Yeah, with Fox News.
A man who has absolutely nothing at all is a better informed person than those that listen to the blowhard radio.
Yeah, that's right. It's real. The problem is the man who knows nothing at all is easily influenced by the Fox Newses of the world and the Tea Party idiots that don't know anything but parade around as if they do. And they're loud.
Loud. Now that group has now morphed over into the uneducated, uninformed, misinformed people. So.
Yeah. So. But they still have a huge power block in both business and politics. And we got to get rid of that crap, man. That's what this election's about. Here's our chance to kick out the Tea Party gang. Get with the program. Start everybody vote. Don't piss and moan and moan and groan and stay home. Get out there and vote and kick their ass out.
There's a politician out here. I think he's with the Attorney General's office or something like that.
in Ohio?
Even though the Supreme Court in Ohio here,
yeah.
Supreme Court has ruled that they are not going to hear any more of anti-legislation or supporting legislation banning same-sex marriages. But after that announcement from the Supreme Court said, well, I don't care if they do, says here in Ohio, said I'm going to uphold and make sure, you know, because we had a referendum and these people voted against recognizing same-sex marriages. It's like, okay, so now you, through your own hubris, are going to overrule the Supreme Court of this nation.
Right,
that's
I know.
That's the problem with the conservatives in Ohio right there.
Well, that's because that's the problem with the so-called conservatives nationwide. They refuse to listen to fact. They refuse to come to a rational judgment. They don't critically think anything through. It's all gut-level, intuitive thinking, and it's not thinking. It's just nonsense.
It's, yeah, right, right. It's the way they want
nothing
the world
but problems
to be instead of
everybody.
The way the world is. Exactly. So, it's a fight that's been going on for years.
What do you gentlemen think of Putin ordering the removal of, he's pulling his troops out of the Ukraine?
Go ahead, Jack. I'll let you start.
Well, I don't know what to tell you. It's one of a number of moves over the past month or two that it's hard for us to really gauge, because first of all, I don't know if we're really hearing the exact truth on everything and all the different slants. I don't really know what I won't even venture an opinion. I don't want to be making an errant opinion on that.
Well, then
time will tell.
I projected. Go ahead, Gwen.
Well, the Associated Press is the one who made the report from Moscow that Vladimir Putin has ordered thousands of Russian troops near the Ukraine border to return to their usual bases. That was posted basically on today, a few hours ago.
That's what
back.
They say, but they don't
That's
tell
the
you why. Thing. That's the whole key is why.
Okay, well, let me interject on my thoughts on this. 6 plus months ago, whatever it was, when I was invited to be a guest on this show, I made the projection that Russia was going to go into the Crimean Peninsula because they could not afford to allow their only warm water naval port to be leaving out of their control.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, within a matter of 10 days, darn if they didn't go in and take it over.
Yes.
They're pulling out of the Ukraine, but they're not pulling out of the Crimean Peninsula. So in summation, Putin got exactly what he wanted. He kept pressure within the Ukraine so that he had some bargaining chips, and now he's going to look like the good guy saying, okay, we're going to pull out of the eastern part of the Ukraine here, not the Crimean Peninsula, but out of there, and he's still probably he kind of looks like
another same face.
Wow, is that all right?
Hello? Wow, I don't know what that was.
Hello.
Maybe there was a Oh, that's my phone. Let me call back in. I think I've got the.
Yeah, we're getting a delay here or something.
You're going in and out, Wayne.
All right, I'll call back in.
Okay.
All right, I'll call back in.
You know, just in the meantime... now there's a delay on me.
I hear you.
Okay, at any rate, we don't know exactly regarding Putin because we don't know if this is partly the effect of Obama's embargo, you know, we don't know all the behind-the-scenes stuff.
You could be right there. That's not clear at all. It's true. Wayne, are you here?
Yeah, does that sound better? Yeah, I'm not getting the echo
now. Okay.
We're getting delays on both of us.
You're getting delays on both of us here.
That is the satellites and the internet. I can't, there's nothing I can do at the control board here.
Oh, those yes, nasty
can
vermin.
You hear me? Well, we'll have to see if it interrupts on the playback. We had to actually, last Saturday, we had to stop our show because it was so bad.
Water sunspots are
causing this.
Well, some is. But there's very little I can do to tweak it. You know, I'm not running the satellite.
Right.
No, I understand that.
Right. No, I understand that.
If I was, I'd be using the satellite for a whole lot more than, you know.
That's right.
That's right.
What I would do with a satellite? Oh, let me count the ways. So, Jack, what is your post this week on, I know you usually do a couple, but what is the post you want to talk about from Saturday Afternoon Post?
Well, the one I'm most excited about is coming up on Thursday, and then another one following it immediately
the next Saturday, a week from yesterday.
And it has to do with a guy that I learned about on Tom Hartman.
Larry Beinhart.
He had incredibly good observations about taxes and some myths that he exposed regarding how taxes increase taxes.
Increased
are
taxes
are actually good for the economy, especially on the wealthy. And you know,
and
things of that nature.
And,
it was
you know,
very revealing to me to find out about it.
Very revealing to me to
he
find out about it.
He had posted all this stuff
in
the Huffington
Post
in 2010 and 2011. I went back and I dug up those articles.
I went back and I dug up those articles and I
reposted them. Updated in my Saturday Afternoon Post blog, starting on Thursday, again on Saturday, and then the following Thursday. I'm leading up to the election. I'm encouraging everybody to vote, no matter what. Get to the polls.
Well, vote after you find out what the issues are, you know. Get some.
Exactly.
Get in there and find out what your issues locally are. It's important. I agree. Wayne, how about yourself? Besides poetry, what have you been posting this week?
Well, this one here this week has just mainly been the poetry, the poem, because it touches on all the issues from global warming, extincting of species, how corporations are using the media to spread misleading facts, and the propaganda. And basically, as well, I do have had several pieces of poetry published. I decided to post this one myself without going through the publishing channels. Because it was an important message.
Right.
Because it was an important message.
Okay. I'm glad I remembered to ask you guys with plenty of time so folks will know what you're writing and get over there and take a look at it. Do you know what one of the biggest things trending right now is the the police reports were released on the Palin brouhaha.
Oh, I love it. Talk about a little red white trash party. Yeah, they do.
I want to see some videos.
Yeah, that would be good. I wanted to ask you, Jack, I wanted to ask you, which way do you think the race for the Senate is going in Kentucky? Have you been paying attention to the one there?
I think it's too close to call. Mitch McConnell is way unpopular
in that state.
But he's also very powerful. And I don't know if Grimes, Grimes will beat him, but I don't know.
I hope Grimes will beat him, but I don't know.
Yeah. Well, and there's a huge fight going on in Iowa too.
And in Kansas.
South Dakota wasn't even on the radar to be a fight.
And
it's no given that the Republicans will take control of the Senate.
What about the House?
Oh, that'll stay in GOP hands.
The one I'm interested in is Kansas, where they did the trickle-down economics. We're going to lower taxes, and all the corporations are going to come in and save us all. We're going to create jobs. They took, just like the Bush. He had a surplus. He ran it into a massive deficit. They did the same things in Kansas statewide. Started with a plus side and ended with a massive deficit. They're trying to balance the budget on the back of the teachers, the police force, the government workers, the whole nine yards.
Wow. Okay. So there's huge debate in the state amongst, it's not so much it's about money. It's about
They can't stand Pat Roberts. Brownback is bankrupting
and
the state
Sam
in Kansas.
Brownback is bankrupting the state in Kansas, so.
Who do you think's going to eventually take it?
What do you think?
I've lost you both now. I keep losing you both.
Yeah, it's very unnerving.
Listen, give me your.
What was your question?
I think that we're pretty much because you keep going out, both of you, and your messages aren't getting out there. Jack, give folks your call. Your call letters and Wayne, you give after him where people can find.
J
A C K J O D E L L
53
at WordPress.com.
That's where you can find me at the Saturday Afternoon Post.
Right. And for me,
Wayne.
Mind and Time, both of them are plural, of F. Wayne Johnson. Minds and Times of F. Wayne Johnson. And it's a WordPress website.
Okay. And our sponsor, as always, is Roundtree7, that's the number 7.com. Go on over and see what the good folks are posting. We do appreciate their support and their continued support. And, gentlemen, hopefully next week we won't have so many communication snafus and we'll be able to get through a show without getting the cutout.
Keep pushing forward.
Absolutely, and I agree with Jack. Be sure, educate yourself, and get out and vote. It's important.
We'll talk to you next week, everybody.
I'm going to sign off. Good night.
Good night, Jack.
Good night from Wayne Johnson, too.
And thank you for being with me, gentlemen. This has been the Sunday Show. On Here Be Monsters, I'm Gwendolyn Jerry, I'm in South Florida.